Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Guardians, back on the winning side. Glad we didn't...
Good weekend. It was a good weekend.
Glad we didn't trade Jose Ramirez 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Glad we didn't sell the team, maybe move it to Toronto.
I need to know, though. Do I owe Slade an apology yet or no?
Oh, you're talking about because Slade Ciccone was...
Because I don't think I do, by the way. I don't think I owe him one quite yet.
You nitpicked the hell out of his last start.
Well, no, I mean, the box score was much better and more kind than the actual game was.
Not only that, I think you owe me an apology.
Not in this one. That's a bridge too far.
Incredibly.
That is a bridge too far.
I think this, we have to strike that and reverse it. I think you owe me one because I described it as a nice start from him, and you would have thought that I had said it was like the second coming of Cy Young. You basically called me dumb on air.
It was one of the more misleading box scores I think I've ever seen in my life, though.
It was the epitome of a nice...
Giants were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position in the game.
If only Slade Ciccone had something to do with that.
It was... he left multiple ducks in the pond in the first inning, the third inning, and the fourth inning. And we remember it because we debated it.
Left on the pond, meaning they didn't get to...
We remembered it because we debated it.
To not the pond?
A lot of traffic on those bases throughout that game.
Did the traffic... Did they circle home there?
Or
did they stay on the bases?
People act like he was Cy Young in his prime in that game, and it was like that was not the case at all.
It was a nice start.
It's a fine start.
And you spent 5 hours acting like anyone.
I know. Spent like 30 seconds.
Although you mentioned like 3 times in the 5 hours, so you spent 5 hours.
Here's where I want to give him some credit, okay? If we can do some. And listen, it's not like it's been a million. It's been 7 starts total for Slade, so let's pump the brakes for a second, please.
Yeah, before... we can't just be excited about a young pitcher.
But I loved his pitch variance over this last game. He had everything working. It was mixing and matching in ways that we hadn't really seen him do prior.
Nothing
and
so that's going part. Like pitch variance.
I do. And you know I always pay attention to how you're using your four-seamer, for instance. Mm-hmm. And he uses four-seamer less than he used
not
all the other...
Not about how fast it is, but it's about how you use it.
The curve was in play. The sinker was in play. The slider was in the changeup was in play.
Someone get this man a cigarette.
He threw the cutter 3 more times than I've seen him throw the cutter in any game I've ever seen him pitch. He had 14 sinkers tied for the most he's thrown in a start ever in his entire life. And it showed, Nick. I love the idea.
He's not going to be able to stand up for about
when
5 minutes.
When you can mix and match and Slade just realizing he's never going to really overpower anybody, which I think is big growth for Slade, by the way. The understanding, don't rely on the four seamer. The four seamer is going to get you in trouble more times than not. Mix and match. And I thought he did a great job of that. And it was a job well done. There was real growth in that start. Now, yeah, you're still, playing a whatever baseball team. But there was real growth from Slade.
Did that sound like? I don't think you're very good at apologies.
No, well, I mean, I'm not great at them. I think we all know that. I think if we spend any time around me, I think we're very understanding of I'm not great at that.
I thought it was a lot of fun to watch this weekend. I think we're just to the point where it's like
79 pitches to do all that damage. How efficient was Slade this
week? Not 80. Not 81. 79.
That gets me going.
How many innings?
In a way,
tell the people.
7 innings.
Oh,
I mean, that gets me going in a way that I can't even fully tell you.
What was his whip? Tell the people what his whip was.
I don't know his whip.
It was one. He had 7 base runners.
What's a walks to hits to innings pitch thing? Yeah. So one walk while striking out three, six hits.
This is a great start.
You can go from there.
It was a great start.
You can go from there.
We've just brought the show to a grounding halt, which is a great time to bring
We did that.
Jim Bowden.
Asking for whip.
Thought you could do whip off the top of your
head. I almost nay-nayed after the whip, but we weren't going to give you the whip.
I'd like to point out, I've made that joke. I've made the whip or nay-nay joke
for a decade. We're out on whip and nay-nay?
For a decade. And you've walk-walked me, and now you've done the whip and nay-nay joke, and now it's okay.
Well... You got to do the motion with it, too. You got to do the nay-nay. No, hold on. We have cameras
Keith,
now. We're not doing any of that.
This
We're not
segment,
doing any. I put nothing into that, by the way. I put nothing into that intentionally.
This segment is not going to win us a Marconi.
No.
It belongs on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, so we can just see Peter Lynn doing the... what was the nay-nay again? I don't remember.
The title should be, does JP just love Slade?
That's true. Is he Team Ciccone?
Has he always been
Slade
in Slade's
Ciccone, the new Shador Sanders for Jonathan Peterlin? 216-474.
People want to know.
0092. So Slade Ciccone is in Cleveland because Josh Naylor is now in Arizona. Well, when Jim Bowden, now the Athletic, former Major League Baseball GM, joined the Moneyballs with Jason Lloyd this morning, he said no one's untouchable except Jose Ramirez, and nothing can't be undone if you're the Cleveland Guardians.
I don't think anyone's untouchable except Ramirez. I think everyone can be available, but I mean, you know, I love Stephen Kwan. I mean, anytime you have a gold glove left fielder that hits 300 and steals 25 bags or whatever he's going to finish with this year and doesn't get caught, he's a winning player. And he would be better if there was more juice in the middle. The problem is you just don't have the juice in the middle. You need help with Ramirez. I mean, you guys know, you miss Josh Naylor a lot. Right. And I'm not opposed to bringing him back either, by the way, and making a trade. If Arizona has a bad month of July, I wouldn't be afraid to go bring him back for the rest of the year either.
I was not surprised, but I was a little amused at the amount of people who, as soon as they saw that, they were like, we got to bring Josh Naylor back.
It's got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. And with all due respect to the person that said it, because that was really harsh. Yeah. That came out really, really harsh.
I mean, but Jim's great.
Jim is
but
great.
But that was borderline moronic.
You're just missing so many elements to the Guardians that are attached to that. Not only the relationship that the Guardians have with Josh Naylor, which was the reason why he was sent packing to begin with anyway, but then also the logjam we currently have to get people at bats in the first base DH spot, to the point where we're talking about trading Carlos Santana. So, like, we have to now bring Josh Naylor back in the mix?
Hey.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We can't find a day to give Kyle Manzardo back-to-back at-bats, despite him being one of your better hitters this year. But you know what? Let's bring Josh Naylor back.
It's just like, what are we thinking in that moment?
We're not. I think that's exact. I think I don't. I
was
don't-
there was there a follow up at all of like, hey, so what was that thought?
Let's go with yes.
What happened there? Anybody? Like, I brought up Josh Naylor to you a week ago. I'm like, he'll likely get traded. And I was like, be prepared for that. But not to be prepared for that for a Guardians conversation, because nobody's thinking about the Guardians acquiring a first baseman or DH.
I think Josh is a really nice baseball player, but specific to this situation, we have vastly overrated his importance on wins and losses. He is a nice baseball player. And I do think they missed some of the fire that he, you know, and I don't know that they've replaced the red ass that he plays with. At the same point, they need another first baseman like they need another second baseman or a middle infielder that can't hit.
Right.
They got him.
We have too many.
And I'm so torn because I think Josh is perpetually one of these two things. He's either a 280 hitter or he's a 30 home run hitter. He's never both of those things. And that's his approach because he's not okay. Pete Alonso, you watch him, he's legitimately one of those things. He is legitimately a 40 home run hitter. That's not really who Naylor is, but he can be coached to do it. And I think the problem is he'd come right back here and he'd go right back because of the philosophical bend to this organization with hitting. He'd go right back to swinging out of his shoes to every pitch he can get.
Would we go back to Fat Naylor as well? He does look skinnier in Arizona. I don't know if the food's not as good in Arizona. I'm not sure. He does look skinnier.
Well, yeah, he's in a contract year.
That's fair, too. They always do better in contract years.
Hey, we need you to lose weight. Not a chance. Hey, we need you to lose weight, and you're going to get a contract in a year. Okay, what do I need to do? Keto?
I just don't know if he had like one dish near his house in Cleveland here that was just awesome and he loved, and it was just filled with a million calories.
It was all of them. I mean, guys.
You could totally have that, though. You just get hooked on one dish and gain 10, 15 pounds.
And like me, it is all of them.
And all of them. Yeah. That could be it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he clearly wanted out or whatever. The Guardians wanted him out. Like, the relationship was soured.
I mean,
even if we had an opening at first base, it's just a non-starter because the relationship is soured.
Even if it wasn't, he was in his final year, and you're not going to pay that guy significant money.
That's the other thing. What are we paying to acquire Josh Naylor back in this return?
I would imagine you're not giving up even somebody the equivalent of Ciccone back.
I do think there's a way, by the way, within this conversation, where the Guardians do that mixed bag thing where they end up trading away players while also then acquiring players in different trades. You become sellers and buyers at this deadline. I could see that avenue actually happening.
Yeah, I mean, for instance, to what you're saying, I could see them trading Emmanuel Clase and then using some of their prospects they might have soured on. When I say soured on, I mean like, maybe baseball has a better opinion of them than they do to acquire a player.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, I think that's spot on, by the way. I just think with Naylor, like, if you let me build a baseball team, I'd put a guy like Josh Naylor at first base on a fair amount of teams or DH at a lot of teams, but not with the payroll issues that Cleveland has, and certainly not after you traded him. And you traded him. Listen, if it wasn't about the 1 year, if it wasn't about the relationship, it sure as hell was about the logjam that you're going to have after this year between Manzardo, Kafis. Honestly, DeLauder might have to move to the infield after this year if the injuries don't stop at some point, because you just got to get that guy on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, by the way, you have too many first basemen as it is right now with Santana and David Fry, who also could be a first baseman or DH. Like, I was blown away to hear it because you said it in a different way than I would. It doesn't make any sense. If they traded for Josh Naylor again tomorrow, this organization doesn't like to bring back guys all that much. They'll bring back Brian Shaw.
And you'll bring back, like, Santana, for instance.
You bring back
different.
Santana.
That's different.
But guys like Naylor they're not going to bring back Trevor Bauer. Guys who had a complicated fit within what they do,
guys, when they got rid of him, you could tell there was a sigh of relief of like, okay, good.
Yes.
We liked his time here, but we're happy that we're done with him.
Clevenger.
Please, Zach.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, that moment's passed. And here's the thing. Fans feel differently about Josh than maybe the organization does. And maybe fans wouldn't lump him in with the other three players. It doesn't matter. The organization does, and they don't have a need for another first baseman that can barely field and can kind of hit. 216-474-0092. Should the Guardians consider bringing Josh Naylor back? Who are you giving up? Are you giving up Santana? Meaning, like, who are you moving off of? Who's not on the big league roster if you're bringing Josh Naylor back? And I have a name. I've thought about this all weekend, some of the weekend, and I think I have the name that would answer so many of the problems for the Guardians, and you know it. And I think in time you would love it. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.